We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
News 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Wichita police investigating at least two weekend shootings. We've got the story.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Fall officially arrived as of 2:50 a.m. this morning. We have some changes on the way this week, and we'll have that in our complete forecast coming up.
President Trump is in New York today, where he will address religious persecution and anti-Semitism.
President Trump set to speak at the Global Call to Protect Religious Freedom event today, where he'll call on the international community to take concrete steps to prevent attacks against people on the basis of their religion or beliefs. Since taking office, the president has held multiple events where he's highlighted the plight of religious persecution victims. He's also focused heavily on religious freedom during the National Day of Prayer events at the White House. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
Two adults and a child were injured in a shooting Sunday morning in northeast Wichita. This occurred around 1 a.m. on Floberta Street near 13th and Oliver. Police say two adults and a four-year-old were in stable condition at a local hospital. They were inside a house when the shooting took place. A suspect has been arrested after two men were injured in a shooting Sunday morning in south Wichita. Officers were called around 2 a.m. to the 3800 block of South Seneca. They discovered a 30-year-old man and a 40-year-old man with gunshot wounds, both men hospitalized with serious injuries. Police have identified 52-year-old Felipe Barrientos as the suspect. Police believe the shooting came after a disturbance broke out at a bar. A 1-year-old girl died after being hit by a car Sunday in Finney County in western Kansas. Kansas Highway Patrol was called to the Balselman's Travel Plaza just after 11 a.m. Sunday morning. A woman driving an SUV was backing out of the parking area and ran over the girl. The child was taken to St. Catherine's emergency room, where she later died from her injuries. The city of Sedgwick has fired its police chief.
City Administrator Joe Turner says he fired Chief Larry Alexander last week after the city council reviewed a 64-page report about him during a closed meeting. Turner declined to say why Alexander was fired because it is a personal matter. Alexander could not be immediately reached on Sunday. His home number is unlisted, and he didn't immediately respond to a message left at his city office. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
President Trump talked with Ukraine's leader in July, and a whistleblower contacted the intelligence community's inspector general about what was believed to be disturbing aspects of the conversation.
The president, while in Texas for an event with the prime minister of India, gave his impression of the call with Ukraine's leader as
perfect. It was a perfect conversation. It couldn't have been any better.
Adding that a whistleblower's claim of impropriety was a false alarm. The president said he's willing to share that call's content.
We'll make a determination about how to release it, releasing it, saying what we said.
The president has claimed that Democrat Joe Biden and his son Hunter may have been involved in corruption in Ukraine, an allegation that Biden denies. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
The new state park in Kansas is slated to open next month.
Little Jerusalem Badlands State Park in Logan County is set to open October 12th, and the grand opening ceremony will be followed by free guided tours that run every hour. Little Jerusalem is a rare geological gem that features chalky spires and buttes projecting as high as 100 feet in the air. It's a delicate environment that dates back 85 million years when much of Kansas was covered by a massive sea. Last month, Kansas dropped a $50 visitor's fee to make the park more public-friendly. While the tours will now be free, visitors must schedule them in advance. Guests will be required to buy a $5 state park vehicle permit or have a yearly Kansas State Parks vehicle pass. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And coming up in sports, we'll talk about the Chiefs' home opener against the Baltimore Ravens in just a few minutes.
Fall officially starts today, but why? That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. Dave Trabert says Democrat presidential candidate Bernie Sanders' climate change plan won't work. He says energy rationing has not worked well in many countries and would be disastrous for the United States. The president of the Kansas Policy Institute commented on the John Whitmer Show.
You get those problems where you're not meeting consumer demand. You could be creating massive shortfalls, which would result in a lot of energy poverty, skyrocketing prices, less heat when you need it in the wintertime, and less air conditioning when you need it in the summer.
John Whitmer Show, Sunday night at 7 on KNSS. After a whirlwind few weeks, an embattled NFL star calls it quits.
In a Sunday morning tweet, Antonio Brown said he will not be playing in the NFL anymore, going on to call out the league's owners and the NFL Players Association, asking if the union will hold teams accountable for voiding the guarantees on his contracts. This comes 2 days after Brown was released by the New England Patriots following a civil lawsuit by a former trainer claiming sexual assault on 3 separate occasions. Then word from a second accuser that she received threatening text messages from the Pro Bowl receiver after telling Sports Illustrated about an incident where AB exposed himself to her inside his Pennsylvania home. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Fall officially starts today, but why?
Depending on where in the nation you are, you might today start taking notice that daylight is less, evening comes earlier, the air is a bit more crisp, and people drink way too much pumpkin spice coffee things. But fall begins today because today is the autumnal equinox, equinox meaning equal night. It's one of 2 days in the year when the Earth lines up in such a way that both the North and South hemispheres get the same amount of darkness. From here until the vernal equinox, the start of spring, the Southern Hemisphere gets more sun, and for them, soon is coming summer. Eben Brown, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock here on this Monday morning, September 23rd. As he was talking about, this is the first day of autumn, not the first full day, I guess, because it started around 2:50 this morning Central Time.
That's right, not quite first the first day full day.
All right. What's going on in traffic out there, Jed?
Well, right now we've still got some really slow traffic on K-96. There's had a traffic accident in the eastbound lanes right around Hillside. So very close to that north junction of I-135, I-235, and K-96. And unfortunately, they've actually... It's actually slowing down traffic southbound on I-135 there as well. So watch for slowdowns. Traffic update from 98.7, 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With some patchy areas of fog across parts of south-central Kansas, we'll have a gradual clearing sky. Sunny and 82 for the high later on this afternoon. Clouds move back in tonight. Our low 66. And as deep moisture returns ahead of a cool front, we'll see a few isolated thunderstorms on Tuesday with a high 84, Wednesday 83. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly clear. We've got a southeast wind at 3 miles per hour and 54 degrees. Milder temperatures across central Kansas Sunday compared to what we've been having the past few weeks. Wichita's high temperature was just 83 degrees. Normal high is 80. So we're just 3 degrees higher than normal yesterday. National Weather Service reporting about a quarter of an inch of rain early Sunday at near Eisenhower National Airport, of course, and about what I had in my rain gauge in Riverside. It was pretty spotty rainfall because I know down in Derby, my son said he got they got quite a bit of rain, some heavy rain down in Derby. So it was spotty. It was spotty. On this date in 2001, President George W. Bush returned the American flag to full staff at Camp David, symbolically ending a period of national mourning following the 9/11 attacks. And a Long Island firefighter is taking his colleagues to court for what he says was incessant teasing about his weight.
Aw.
The New York Post reports John Monroe filed a discrimination lawsuit in federal court against fellow firefighters in the Suffolk County hamlet of Hop Hog. The nearly 350-pound Monroe says he was called names like cow and harangued for taking up 2 seats in the fire truck. Monroe is a volunteer at the Hop Hog Fire Department and is seeking unspecified damages. 8:11 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And we have something exciting going on with the launch of a new book about Wichita. It's called Wichita, Where Aviation Took Wing. And with us this morning is Sonia Gretterman from the Gretterman Group. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Steve. I'm great this morning on a Monday morning.
You know, we have. Is it a little early for you?
It is.
Well, listen, you and I were together at the Junior Achievement Banquet. Remember that?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Recognizing business people and your Gretterman Advertising Agency, you're doing so well. And you've done a great job. I give you a little compliment there before we talk about the book. But
well, thank you, Steve. That's so nice of you.
This is an interesting book. Now, tell me about Where Aviation Took Wing. What is this, a collection of photos or what?
It is. It's about 70% photography and 30% copy and storytelling about our aviation history. And it does take us up to current day, and it's actually a direct reflection of the airport terminal display that was launched in 2014.
The airport at the new airport?
Yes, the new airport. Up on the mezzanine, there's that beautiful display, and we decided that the display was a great opportunity to tell why Wichita became the air capital of the world. But people are dashing through the airport with flights to catch, and they really don't have the time to really savor all of those wonderful, colorful, big, bodacious stories of the legends of Wichita aviation. And we decided that we'd like to take that display and put it in people's hands, in their libraries, on their bookshelves, so they would have the story and they could pass it on to the next generation.
But make a good coffee table book?
It is. It's a wonderful book. And the photography is so colorful. Everything from Travel Air to Laird Swallow, the first aviation manufacturing plant in the United States, to the crazy barnstormers, to how Wichita helped win World War II.
It sounds like it would be kind of a unique gift for maybe Christmas is coming, you know?
Well, I think with our heritage and all the people that have worked with the manufacturing companies over the years, Boeing, Beech, Cessna, Lear, Spirit, I think that almost every family in Wichita aviation has touched in one way or another. So this book really tells deeper, just the more intimate stories about the personalities that made it happen, and the risk they took, birthing an industry of aviation.
Sonia, my mother came from Western Kansas during World War II to work at Beech Aircraft. There you go. And there was a handsome guy working in the parts department that she locked on to, and they got married. So my mom and dad actually met at Beech Aircraft during World War II. How about that? There's a story for you.
Wow, there is a story in every family.
Right. Okay.
And was your mother a Rosie the Riveter?
No, but she was an electrician's assistant, which is pretty close.
Oh, right, cool. Well, yeah, the government urged women after Pearl Harbor, the men had to go off and fight the war, so the government urged women to leave their homemaking skills and come to work and come fight the war effort with them, and that's when Rosie the Riveter was born, and they replaced recipes for blueprints.
Sonia, you have a special event at Watermark Books today. Tell me about that.
I do. Well, we're speaking at the library, Advanced Learning Center, at 6 p.m., and we'll be selling and signing books, and I do have a little 20-minute presentation about the book and Q&A, so if anybody wants to ask me anything, we're ready to go tonight.
And that's going to be at Watermark?
No, it will be at the Advanced Learning Center at the library.
Well, for some reason I had down here that Watermark Books is involved in this. Are they?
Well, Watermark is putting it on.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
I think we actually had a little too much interest for it, and they had to move it to the Advanced Learning Center.
Didn't have
a good problem to have.
Well, yeah, didn't have enough space, so you went downtown. All right.
That's right.
That makes sense to me. All right, again, the book is, let me see the title here. Wichita, Where Aviation Took Wing. And it's going to be available, I suppose, in the bookstores immediately. And, Sonia, it sounds like a great idea.
Well, great. Thank you so much, Steve.
And we'll make sure that somebody gets that for Christmas, right?
I hope so. It's a lot of fun stories to tell.
You bet. Thank you, Sonia. Sonia Gretterman of the Gretterman Group, one of Wichita's top advertising agencies. And they're helping with the launch of this book, Wichita, Where Aviation Took Wing. 8:16 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. You know, you can tell the difference out there, can't you? It's a little bit nicer early in the morning. In fact, this morning...
Yeah, feels good out there a little bit.
This morning, I almost thought I needed to put something on my short sleeve, but not yet. I'm going to wait for a little bit before I
Not that much of a wimp,
put on
right?
A jacket. No. That's a, you know, you don't want to concede that it's too cold for me. But yeah, it's only 54 degrees, 55 right now. So it's a little cooler than it's been. Now, over the weekend, I did get out early for a couple of runs, jogs on Saturday and Sunday morning. And while the temperatures were very, very moderate and very nice, there was plenty of humidity in the air. Let me put it that way. It was humid over the weekend. Okay, coming up on 818, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is sports time. Jad Chambers is on the sports desk this morning. Jad?
That is right. We've got the Kansas City Chiefs in their home opener. And, wow, it was with the Baltimore Ravens. Kind of a tough game to open up things at Arrowhead, but we'll definitely see how things went here. Baltimore Ravens got on the board first. Kansas City Chiefs then kind of got after it and built up a fairly big lead before halftime. Ravens managed to make it close before the end, but they just they really couldn't ever recover. This is the one that put it out of reach for KC. You heard it yesterday on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Second and 9, Chiefs at the Raven 14, 23-13 Kansas City. Under centers Mahomes this time. A lot of jet action. Blitz up the middle. They got a screen set up left. 15-yard line. McCoy inside the 5. Touchdown! Kansas City. Welcome to the Chiefs' kingdom. Into the sweet nectar of the end zone. Shady McCoy on a perfectly executed 14-yard screen for a touchdown.
Yeah, and that's wasn't quite the end of things. Baltimore scored right before the end, trying to make a comeback. They had, 2:01 left on the clock after they had scored, and they wanted the ball back. So normally you'd go for the onside kick, but they decided to do something a little strange. They went for a drop kick, the idea being that if the Chiefs fielded the drop kick correctly, the clock wouldn't start, and so that would give them kind of an extra, that would give Baltimore an extra timeout. And so it did happen. The Chiefs managed to field it correctly by calling for the fair catch. And, you know, they got the ball. They got a first down, and that was enough to win the game. Kansas City Chiefs win the game 33-28. Here's Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. He was really happy about playing in front of a home crowd.
Oh, it was unbelievable, man. They are so loud. They're good now. I mean, that's championship caliber right there. Now the sea of red was rolling, man, and we appreciate every bit of that.
Yep, he liked it, and Chiefs fans enjoyed it. And the Chiefs go back on the road. So 2 weeks on the road, they have their home opener, and then they're right back on the road. They probably won't need a home crowd to beat Detroit. The Detroit Lions is up next week, Sunday at noon is when they've got that one going. NFL action tonight over on KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. It is the Chicago Bears on the road at Washington, on the air at 7 o'clock, kickoff at 7:15. Before that, at 6 o'clock, is the WSU Volleyball Coaches Show with head coach Chris Lamb. The Shockers coming off of 3 losses, but they were losses to really tough opponents. Number 15, Creighton. They lost to Creighton on Thursday. They lost to Wyoming on Friday, and then they lost to number 1, Nebraska, in Lincoln on Saturday. They're playing the number 1 team in the nation there. So a tough stretch of the schedule there for the Lady Shockers. Shocker baseball team playing a fall exhibition game at X Stadium on Saturday against Nebraska. After 9 innings, Nebraska was up 7-6, but before the game even started, both teams decided that they wanted to play more than 9 innings, and so they decided the game was going to go at least 12 innings. A late comeback by the Shockers fell short. Shockers lost it 10-8 in 12 innings, but in an exhibition game, the point's just to get some game time against, you know, an opponent in, and the Shockers got that done. 16 Shockers got an at-bat in the game. 9 pitchers got an inning of work. Wichita State is scheduled to play another fall exhibition game on the road against Missouri State, and that's at 6 o'clock on Saturday, October 5th in Springfield, Missouri. And some bad news for Royals fans out there. Kansas City has become Major League Baseball's 4th 100-loss team this season, matching the Major League record. The Royals were defeated 12-8 by the AL Central leading Minnesota Twins on Sunday. The Royals joined the Baltimore Orioles, Detroit Tigers, and the Miami Marlins as clubs with 100 defeats. The only other season to feature 4 100-loss clubs was back in 2002. Detroit, Milwaukee, and Tampa Bay each lost 106. And then Kansas City fell on the final day of the season for their 100th loss. So it has only happened twice, and this is the second time that the Chiefs have been the fourth team to get that 100th loss for the season. At Sports on Steve and Ted in the Morning.
The 2019 Midwest Beer Fest coming up at the Kansas Star Casino Saturday, September 28th. Grand Tasting High School Culinary Competition, Silent Auction, and Food Truck Roundup. It's coming up on the 28th. I've got a pair of tickets if you'd like to go. Call me now at 869-1330. 869-1330 if you would like to go to the 2019 Midwest Beer Fest at the Kansas Star Casino Saturday, September 28th. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute and traffic and weather coming up. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.